have a new exclusive feature called Thriving in Orange, made possible by Orange County Economic Development Small Business Grant Program, a monthly conversation showcasing some of the great small businesses of our community who have received grants from the county to help them continue growing and thriving. The Small Business Investment Grant Program was launched back in 2015. It's going on 8 years now. It's an important financial assistance resource that gets $150,000 each year from Article 46 to support the growth and retention of Orange County's many great small businesses, including the Merch. TheMerch.net is their website. And today we've got Chip Hoppin of the Merch here in the studio to talk about his business. Good morning. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me.
So the Merch has been around for more than 20 years now, back in 2001. Tell us about you. What do you do?
We are custom screen printers and can provide advertising specialties and anything really you want your name on. What we do in-house is mostly textiles, the screen printing aspect on t-shirts and aprons, etc. Everyone sees the tote bags and stuff that you get when you have anything like an event that you need stuff for folks, keychains, fly swatters, even if you needed it. It's just literally anything you've seen out there with advertising for yourself, we can get it for you.
Awesome. How'd you get into that?
So in high school, I had some friends at Carolina that happened to be screen printers. Matt Ray, specifically, he introduced me to the world of screen printing for my summer job that year as a senior in high school. And I wasn't really sure what I wanted to do other than play hockey and screen print, quite honestly, because my brother was 2.5 years older than me growing up, and he was always able to go to all the shows.
Right.
Cat's Cradle, Dean Dome, back when they were doing that, and come back with the band's t-shirts and never let me touch them, And I think he created somewhat of a monster as far as the t-shirt thing goes, and I would steal his shirts and get in a lot of trouble for it, and when I had the opportunity to make all the shirts I wanted, I took it.
I love it.
I started screen printing, like I said, as a 17-year-old and deferred college. Went to Durham Tech for a couple of years just trying to figure out what I wanted to do. Played hockey here in Hillsboro with all my friends and decided, why am I going to go to Maine Orono, and go play and more than likely ride the bench, and not get much playing time and thousands of miles away from all my friends and family, and where I can play hockey here and screen print and make a living for myself. And 30 years later, more than 30 years later. About 30 years later, here I am. So, nice. 'Cause I'm 47 now. So
awesome. Speaking with Chip Hoppin of the Merch, themerch.net is the website. Go there and find out more. What are some of the businesses you serve?
We, Patrick Cudahy is my business partner. He's okay. The one that we were working together at Body Billboards, and we looked at each other and we're like, why are we driving in traffic both ways to, do this for somebody else when we can do this in Chapel Hill? And between the two of us, he's still playing music, but he and I were both in bands, as far back as we can remember. And our idea was to specialize in band merch,
so all right,
hence the name. And he and I are fairly well connected in this town. So since we've been going to all the shows and playing in bands with people, so we decided we were going to try to follow in the footsteps of Bill and Barbara Mooney out in Raleigh, who started their company doing just that for bands like Polvo and. I mean, I could go on about, they've printed for some big folks like, Beck, much bigger bands than we ever hoped to print for. But we thought we'd give it a shot and see what we could do. And we quickly found out that the bands in the area either print their own stuff or already have relationships with labels that have their own guys that print the stuff for them. So, or they just don't even have any money at all. And so we had to branch out and start doing schools and other small businesses and grew from there. We learned very early on that advertising can be expensive, so we counted on word of mouth.
Mm-hmm.
and just hunkered down and put our heads down and printed. And you know, fortunately for us, you know, we were pretty good at it. So the word of mouth got out there, and we started off just like that, just two guys screen printing shirts and hoping for the best. And
cool,
it worked out.
What are your favorite jobs that you've done?
So, okay, there have been a couple of clients that really have been quite amazing to work with. And I got to start out by saying we had some help from some local labels like Merge and Yep Rock, friends of ours, who, well, first I should say Arcade Fire was a big one. That was a very memorable night when we got the phone call that Arcade Fire needed 2,500 shirts in 2 days.
Yikes.
And, you know, we're hand printing these shirts at that time because we couldn't afford an automatic press. So we had 2 6 color automatic presses.
Was this around the time they won the Grammy or?
This is right beforehand.
Okay. Gotcha.
So they were, they were just getting big. So David Byrne and David Bowie had just mentioned how Arcade Fire was going to be the next big thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the tour they were on. And we got the phone call. They needed 2,500 shirts in 2 days by the time they got to the Cradle. And Patrick and I stayed up for 26 straight hours printing. And yeah, that was an interesting night. By the time we got to the show to meet them and shake their hand and congratulate them on all the success, we were quite exhausted.
I bet.
And, but they went on to, sign with a different label and, you know, as things go like that, they don't, you know, the screen printing company doesn't often get taken with them, you know, cause when they, I mean, honestly, you know, we can only print so many shirts so fast. So, but that was the night Patrick and I looked at each other and said, like, this can't happen again. You know, we've got to get an automatic press.
Yeah.
And, we took a leap of faith in ourselves and, got the loan, and here we are. We're still using that same press today.
Awesome. Speaking again with Chip hopping to the merch, themerch.net is the website. And this is, again, a monthly series called Thriving in Orange about Orange County Economic Development Small Business Grant Program. You're the recipient of one of those grants. How has that helped you?
That grant was incredible for us. The most impactful way I can think to express that is the software we were able to get for invoicing, called Price It software. It's software for screen printers designed by screen printers. Screen printing has a lot of variables to it, so there's lots of different ways you could fill out those fields in spreadsheets and such to, or Excel, you know, algorithms to get a total at the end of the invoice. But this sort of bypasses all the unnecessary stuff. And I could go on and on, bore everybody on the radio here talking about the nuances of invoicing. But it's not cheap, and it really helped us. We also were able to pay some employees that we had owed some money for some work they did. We were able to fix some gear. It was incredibly impactful, and we were very thankful for it.
Got to wrap up. People want to get in touch with you. How can they do it?
You can walk on in. We take walk-ins 10 to 6 Monday through Friday. We're also in possession of a telephone, 919-933-6037. And like you mentioned before, www.themerch.net.
Awesome. Where are you located?
And we're right downtown Carrboro. Where the train tracks are. We're in the building that was the jail in 1890.
Nice.
So you'll see the mural on the side of the building when you're going by Lloyd Street there. Technically, our address is Lloyd Street, but we sublet the front office to our friend Polly, who's Magnolia Tattoo. So if you park in the back where the huge parking lot is by the train tracks, you'll see our front door.
I don't think I ever knew that building used to be the jail.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Historical awesome. Building. So, there's an old cinder column in the back there where our front door is, and it's just this odd, huge pillar laying on its side, and we finally found out what that was. That's the old cotton crusher from Carmel Mall from back before they turned Carmel Mall into a World War II munitions manufacturing for whatever they were making.
You know, it's a historic town when there's literally just history lying about the place, right?
Yeah, the horses dragged it as far as our backyard and just left it there.
There you
so
go.
It's still there.
TheMerch.net is the website. Find them online. Head over to downtown Carrboro and find them there as well. This has been Thriving in Orange, made possible by Orange County Economic Development Small Business Grant Program. Check that out online at the county's website, orangecountync.gov. Chip Hoppin, thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.